Welcome to our Tuesday Holy Ghost Calling webpage message. Brother Freedom has just arrived, and the Lord has prompted him with something that he's ready to give in just a few moments, but he'd like me to read some scripture, and also we need a prayer. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to worry when you're in charge, because you never make any mistakes. You're so wonderful. Lord, you're the only one like that in the whole cosmos, the whole universe. You're the perfect one, and we're so glad that we can be your sons and your daughters. We love you, O God. We praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom and all the listeners in Jesus' name and blessing the word that we're going to read. Amen and amen and amen. Brother Freedom would like me to read from James chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you that every gift, good and perfect gift comes from you, and everything that doesn't come from you is not good and perfect. But Father, we want to have our lives to be, as you see us, as something special. And I believe that you want that in all of us. Each one of us is different. Each one of us has a unique being about us that no one else can take the place of. And we need to learn where we should be in you. Help us to develop this day. Oh, how blessed is the man that endureth temptation. You are the Father of every good and perfect gift. There is no variableness, neither shadow of your turning. You have the answers. You hold all things and are all things. I pray that you'll bless the listeners this day. I'm leaning on you, Father, so I praise you this day. I thank you for that you're real. You're faithful. Amen. Well, first of all, before I know what the word was just spoken, Lord's promise to them that love him. And you know, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are running. The eyes of the Lord, I mean, he's seeing everything that takes place throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts is made perfect toward him. You know, that really says a mouthful. Because if you want to live for God, God's going to catch up with you and bless you. You don't have to worry about the pastor not knowing what's going on. You don't have to worry about your someone that thinks something that you know. God's going to seek you out. And it says, see him in the closet, he's going to reward you openly. So you may be in the closet with God, but God's going to one day reward you openly, and he can move mountains. He can do as well. This morning I had a real unique time, because last night I thought maybe I'd go home to see the Lord, but I'm still here, and I just was thinking about my whole life, how it's been. I wish it could have been better. That's what I wish. But the Lord, he takes us as we are. And man don't see, most people, you got any anointing on you, they don't see nothing in you. But God puts that anointing in you that's so special. It changes your life, but don't change nobody else's. So one soul to God, he'll bankrupt heaven for one soul. If you'll live for God today, God's going to come down right where you live. He's going to bless you. I remember 1977, how God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost come in my heart one night about 10 o'clock, June 6th. God spoke as no other person, no one's ever spoke to me like he has. I mean, it's tremendous. God's going to find you if you mean business. And I really prayed for many years. When this happened, then things started happening. The Lord sort of gave me a halfway vision, hopefully. It'll come forth as God wants it. But the Bible says the pathway of the just is the shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. I don't know any of you out there throughout the world, you may not know, have, be fortunate to have ridge tops. But in the mountains, the ridge top's the part that's sort of the top of the, not the real high peaks. And if you really want to get a good road, put a road on top of the ridge top. Because you have the contour of the land, you follow it. And generally a ridge top is about one lane wide once you square it up and everything. So it's a pretty wide road for one, even logging truck, whatever it is, pretty wide, maybe 20 foot wide. But on a ridge top, you don't have to worry about rain because most roads that's built on a side or in the bottom or in a valley, they have to contend with the runoff. But up there, the only thing it should give you is when it rains on you. Just think about it. From then on, it starts picking up as it goes down towards the canyon. So God was telling me that our lives had to follow Him. The world we're going to find Him, He's on that straight and narrow that divides the mountains. And it's up there. Any way you go, you're going downhill. So you've got to follow God, and I will lift my eyes to Him. For He becomes our source. He becomes our direction. But there's a man, his name was Christian, because he was just a Christian. And Satan looked and says, you know, he says, we need to try to get this fellow. We're going to throw everything at him because he's going to come our way. And so as Christian starts walking on that straight and narrow, hears these voices. And pretty soon this ridge top changes drastically, real fast. And you're in a town setting. You're down where there's lights and allurements. But when you look in this pathway, it takes you through it, but you cannot leave it. If you leave it any, you're in Satan's territory. So Satan lets his imp know you've got to get him out of that territory because we can't deal with him. That's God's territory. And the imp says, well, how can we deal? He says, well, it's easy. I'll show you what to do. He's a boy and a young man. So he says, well, I know he likes girls. And see, God told us men to cherish a wife, to love her. The imp goes back and he says, well, how shall I do? He says, Satan says, well, you know, there's Jezebel down there. She's got a really alluring way about her. She's a lot older than he is. He's just young. But she looks really young and looking at her because she's from us. He says, what do I do? I said, well, just take her up there and let her cry out to him. He says, hey, Christian, why don't you come down and see me? Christian says, no, I'm on the way to heaven. I have to stay up here because I need to stay, keep my eyes upon the Lord. Well, she said, you really don't have to come very far. It looks a little lonely up there. And she keeps on enticing him, coming very softly, and that voice sort of touched him. He found himself weakening. He found himself finally going to where the voice was. When he was up there in the presence of God, the temperature was just right. But he found that was very hot down where he's at. And this person, who is from the world, see, the Bible says we got to keep coming out of the world. Love not the world, neither things are in love of the world. The love of the Father is not in him. The world passed away, and the lust of thereof, but he doeth the will of God, abide forever. The world passed away, the lust thereof, but God is here to reframe us in his presence. In his presence is fullest joy. So Christian pretty soon gives up. We've all been there. We've all failed God sometime or other. May not be the same situation. God sees it as a cross that we have to bear for the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Jesus took all of our sins and placed them on his back. And by his stripes, we have healing. And by him standing and subjecting himself to that cruel cross, he became a sacrifice that none of us could ever repay. And we don't have to repay it because God made us free. He freed us from the attraction of the world. The things that are in the world we think so highly of, but those things will only bring us down from the presence of God. Just like as Christians thought, we all, when we look, that's what we do. When she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. When we look around and view the things of this world, we lose out with God. Our testimony becomes dampened. It becomes darkened. It becomes as a pillar of salt. We're no heavenly good. We've lost. See, God wants us to go through these situations, and we're going to be tempted, but our aim is not on what we're hearing, but our aim is where we're looking to. And once we hear and then look, then we, our attention's not just hearing, we're looking. So we've left the trail at that time. And we start falling many, many feet real fast. We find ourselves in a setting that's out in the world. It's not up in the mountain no more. It just came down real fast, and we said, what's happening? Boy, how did they get down here? And then this girl that's there, she says, well, I want to give you a little bit of, you're so hot, you need to take a little bit of my, I got some special drink for you. She introduced him to alcohol, which is serious. As the time went by, that young man wasn't just a chaser. He became an alcoholic. He became all the things that we don't want to be. Now, there's forgiveness in that. That young man got forgiveness. And there's another step that goes beyond that. So he made a mistake, but yet God brought him back. Satan says, well, he says, how are we going to get this guy? But see, what I'm trying to picture, thus is the man that endureth temptation. He's the one that's smart. It's not enduring and yielding to the sin, and then not only you don't go all the way, or you get forgiveness. See, that's what we call in and out. He was in and out Christian. So he found himself up back in the road. Finally, he got up the ditch, pulled himself up, and he prayed and prayed and prayed. And it should have taught him something, but didn't teach him enough. And this other says, you know, well, how can we deal with him? Well, you know what? You know, every Christian that I've ever been around this, and Satan really knows more than we know. He's very smart. He's been a long time. And he knows how to tempt us. He knows how to make us say, ouch. And we're going to say, uncle, until God saves us. So just tell him how good he is. That he's just a wonderful Christian. Just that he's so magnificent. Just tell him that for a few times. So, this imp goes to tell us, hey, you know, I understand you're a real good Christian. You don't do the things the world does, and you're upstanding, you pray, and you seek God. Yeah, he said, I sure do. I knew that thing. But once he started to look and see where he was, absent from God, the angel was telling a brief, devil was telling a brief truth, but it was a truth that was covered up as a falsehood, because Bible says we get puffed up in ourselves. Pride comes into our life, and pride will destroy us. And that's the bad angel. Angel again says, why don't you just sit down and take it easy for a little bit. We'll just talk about this. Well, I understand you really know the Word, and you know all the Word of God, and you know, and I really need some help myself, and I'm willing to talk to you. And right here, I believe, is how many Christians get in trouble. We're not to go out and sow our seed where there's strife, where there's troubles. God can call us to do that. And if we do, we're soon going to be, Bible says, shun the very presence of evil. When we try to say that God does this, when he doesn't do it, then we're finding ourselves way off of that beaten path. We find ourselves in a place that we have no strength. See, where God's strength is, there's liberty, there's power, there's blessings. It says, they that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So we're all going to be have temptations come our way, but we're to pursue and say, we're not being drawn away from the direction of God. We have to have a vision of the Lord. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. We're not to fret when an evil person comes our way. I went through this one time years ago. There's a fellow used to come to our church where I was attending. He came there for one reason. I wasn't big enough the Lord at that time, but he just wanted to get me sidetracked from the service, and he wanted to take me out, and it was just a trick of the devil. But God let me see that, And there's a lot of places we should not minister unless God says, thus saith the Spirit of God. Because even though it's the Word of God, you have no power. You're limited in how you can bring this Word out. Fret not thyself. So God called us into ministry. But God's not going to send you in ministry until you qualify. I was a veteran, and I went to Korea, but I had to qualify in all of the weapons. Mortars, rifle grenades, grenades, machine guns, handguns, carbines, all those things. But what I'm trying to bring out, God wants to qualify us. That His quality will be in us. The overcoming power from heaven will be so bathed within us that we can endure the attack of the strongholds that come our way. God didn't send us, you don't go into battle with people that don't know. You're going to get equipped. You've got to have professionals that can bring you through it. And God's the same with His army. We pursue the Lord and follow Him. And His command, He says, Gideon, go down there, and I'll be with you. What if Gideon says, Lord, you can't do it? No, Gideon didn't say that. Gideon obeyed. He told his men to go back home. He divided them three times. Took the first time, the second time, the third time, he called 300. And that's the way we are. We need to be in God's presence. In God's presence, His fullness and joy. In His right hand, pleasures evermore. So how can we minister for God unless we have the lifeline of God coming through our fingertips? You know, there's no army in the world that ever win unless they have a lifeline of a stream of ammunition and whatever it takes from your country that continually fills you with enough supplies that can defeat the enemy. If that supply stops, you're defeated. They'll surround you, and they can take you at will. And that's happened a few times, but hopefully it don't happen very much, because it's very shameful what happens. When you lose ammunition, you lose weapons, you lose this, you're helpless. And that's the way we are. We're helpless against the principality or the spirit that's now in the children of disobedience. Another place the Lord was showing me is we can want to minister so bad, we want to get off the trail, we're out there entangling ourselves with Satan's territory, and we're defenseless. And I've seen God's people ruined. You need to regroup and call God and say, Lord, fill me with your glory, fill me with your power, fill me with your anointing, fill me with your strength. Oh, that when I lay hands on sick, they shall be healed. When I call upon you, they're going to move. But see, we got like the cart before the horse. Horse has to pull the cart. The horse don't do very good pushing the cart. The train sometimes push the train, but they gently pull them. It's gently easier because the other way it's all out there in front of you and you don't know how to where it's at, so you're lost. And that's why we are the Lord. We're going to get lost unless we follow His leading. But in this hilltop, there were so many traps, so many bad crossings, so many things that we need to slow down and say, Lord, am I hearing right? The Lord says, no, you're not hearing right because you're too far down the hill. You got to come back up. You got to come back up to where I'm at. I didn't tell you to get down there. You come back up right now. When you can't hear me, you're in trouble then. See, the Christian has to continually listen for God. For Jesus, for the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is that power, that glorious beyond description. It's higher. See, there's some places, the ridge tops, if you have fires, a ridge top's generally the safest place. Because it might get up to you, but all you gotta do is clean off a little spot there and you're pretty well saved. You're up above the smoke. But if you get down in the valley, you're trapped. It'll burn you. Burn you up. Firefighting. You always want to get a high peak. Find your escape route. And that escape route, if the fire's coming, you can see the fire, and you just take off, and you're on that ridge top, and even the road, there's not a road, you can build your road pretty fast, and you can just gently put your blade down, just keep going, and not know many big trees are in the ridge top. They're on the slope. So that's the way God is with us. There's no many hindrances if you stay on top with God. Down the slope, there's going to be a lot of troubles. And farther you get down the slope, the heavier the troubles get, and you don't hear so well. You don't see so well. And pretty soon, if you go far enough, you're seeing smoke when there's fires, and you can even be raining so bad that you get down the slope, you can't travail no more because of mud. But on the top, you're safe. But when you go down the slope, you've got a multiplication of the raindrops. 10 here, 1,000, millions of raindrops. The farther down the canyon you get, the more raindrops. That's why dams are filled. Up on the top part, there's not much rain. It's raining, but it's not collecting. And that's where our lives, we as God's people, we collect wrong impressions. We do things wrong when we go out of God's character. Worry don't have the nature that we need to walk in the influence of God the Father and God the Son, the glory of the Holy Ghost. And without it, we're very sinful. We find ourselves without cause, without direction. I looked yesterday through the Bible, and I picked up all places that talked about the Holy Ghost. And the Bible really puts the emphasis on the Holy Ghost. He's God's supernatural one that leads us on that straight path up there on that ridge top and keeps us out of confusion, keeps us in a constant realm that we can walk in God's power. Without that, we find ourselves going down the valley. And every side we go, there's a valley. And the farther down we get, the bigger the trees get. It gets so dense at the bottom, you can't get through it. And down there's snakes, there's all the things that you don't find up on the top. As you get down the hill, you find these little things all come in there. Deer, if you have a road like that, they follow that too because it's a good place. They can see. They can see if they're hunting. They can see all around. They get down in the brush, you might say. It's hard for them to see as well as you can see them. It's easy to walk on a ridge top. Bible says the pathway of the just is a shining light. The pathway is what we walk on. Thy word have I hidden in the heart, that I might have sinned against thee. The anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing is true, and is no lie, and even as he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. There's other steps in this, what I just said. But look at envy and strife. Look at the envy we have in churches. Look at the people that don't even recognize the Spirit of God. How many churches are off? This is a solid one. Now, all of you out there, listen to me. The Lord showed me that there's a lot of churches that are off of that ridge top. And once you start building your church on the things of this world, you're going to have the world in there with you. You may say it from God because it's, and you may have a calling of God, but the calling is very low. You don't have any freedom to speak of. And I've been to your services, and they're really dry. If that's what people like, but see, it's part of like Satan. Satan will not bother you when you're pleasing him. You're going to get money. You're going to get things because he's going to make sure you got it. Because he wants you, he cares about as your latter end. You might have a good day now. What are you going to do when you come at the end of your life and you've never lived for the Lord all your life? Your life is about through. And as you get from a priest or a pastor says, well, I'll make sure you get to heaven. But see, no man can determine that. The Bible says that no man has that power. God hasn't granted that to any man to be able to tell any man where he's going. And we need to be careful that we don't tell either because only God knows. God doesn't not know sin. And we fellowship, walk in sin. We're in a place of great confusion. Where there's confusion, there's every evil thing. That's what James says. Confusion brings forth wrong ifs, wrong things. We need to know that God is the supplier of every good and perfect gift. Let's go a little bit longer with Christian. He comes down in his life and he's done pretty good. He's had troubles up and down, but he's had trouble with saving his money and things like that. So he finds down this way and they'll say, well, let's just get a little bit tempted. So, you know, I really believe this is stands true, but God wants to make sure that our dealings are very above reproach. Our dealings, or then we should take the blood of it, says I'll take the responsibility. I think all of us want to have done better. What I'm saying, everything's sort of forgiven. But if it's not forgiven, you've never lived for God. How out there, how many of you have never led a soul to the Lord? Hopefully, a lot of you have. Because the Bible says, he that saveth souls is wise, and will hide a multitude of sin. A multitude. So that's why there's some evangelists in that I'm not going to say nothing wrong about them, even though they've had troubles, because it hides a multitude of sin. But I'm like another person. I want to make sure you can't say that Brother Freedom can keep you on the high side. I'm not so much about getting a person saved as getting him keeping him saved, because when you receive Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you need to think about what you're doing. You shouldn't be pre-rehearsed by someone that says, well, you know, you don't have to worry because, you know, you come to church all the time, you're okay. Well, I don't believe that. I believe God wants us to grow in Him. And I believe that is a trick of the devil trying to get us to sideline many Christians. I've seen Christians in churches that I'm ashamed of them even being there but everybody said, well, that's okay. The whole church, a lot of churches was about that way. I believe we're above that. I believe that we have a higher calling. We need to realize that God wants us to shine as lights. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works. See, when Christian was down in each one of these times, he messed around in envy and strife, and he figured he better get out of that too. Then he even was tempted to take something that wasn't his. And he says, nobody's looking. But you know, God sees everything. God sees everything that we do. And He wants our light to always shine. Our light will always shine when we're up there on the ridge top. We get down, it won't shine because we're all covered with trees. We're all covered. We can't even see the sky. Only place that we can see, where the vision is on the ridge top. That ridge top is perfect. On the end of that ridge top is heaven. And we're on our journey, and it's the only sort of uphill it's going, because we're going up the ridge top, and it's going to lead us to heaven. But we have to keep our eyes continually on our Lord, our Savior, our wonderful King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, that came that we might receive redemption, full power, through anointing, that we're changed into His likeness, into His goodness. I believe that Wisdom's message is going to be Sheila. It's for you today. You need to examine yourself. You need to be ready that you're not like Christian was, up and down, up on the mountaintop, down, up and down. I don't know how he ended up, but I believe that's the way I'm seeing an audience out there. You're the same way. I don't know how you're going to, but you have a chance today to get back up and stay on that ridge top because it's not going to be very long. You need to stay there right now and be ready when God comes through the clouds of glory, and you can remain there and you can receive a reward. God's going to receive you, give you a reward forever. God's going to bless you in a mighty way, but you need to we come to Him and make amends for things that you can make amends for. The other, ask God to forgive you, and He will forgive you. He'll save you, He'll keep you, and He'll make you justified by His power, by the investment of His Son, Jesus, and be full of the Holy Ghost. I believe that you can have the power in this last hour that's more than satisfied. It's the will of God. It's the privilege of God. It's the Spirit of God. You can have it within you. And God wants to pour out that latter rain in this day in a mighty way. I believe it. It's here to available. And I pray that you bless this day, Father. I just pray, oh, the Christian was so many places the Christian failed in. We do too. We fail. But God's here to reestablish us, to re-erect us, and purify us, and forgive us where we're not longer has-been, but we're in overcomers. We're walking in victory. We're walking in His promise. We're walking in His direction. I pray that you'll bless your people this day. Write in to us this day. I pray and hope that you might hope that you might got something out of this day. But I really don't know how Christian ended. And I don't know how you're out there. I don't know how you're going to end. But remember, God is your source. He's going to keep you up on that mountaintop. And you need to crawl and say, Lord, I want you. And God will draw nigh. Just draw nigh to Him. He'll draw nigh to us. Seek Him, and He'll seek us first. I pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. Well, I'm going to have Brother Clint come.
Father, we pray for all of those folks out there who love you. Lord, some of us have slipped down off of the ridgetop, and we pray, Lord, we get our eyes up, and that by the power of the Holy Ghost, we get up on top of the ridgetop. Thank you, Father, for this message. In Jesus' name, amen. And you could email us at clint@cnm-vra.com. God bless you.